Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't hesitate because I am a thief. Cause every good
amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. I hope that you can hear me. Praise God. It's just so good to be in the presence of the Lord and to know that God is with us on this Sunday. Amen. This is Reverend Ray. Amen. Today's broadcast, of course, is the bread of life. I'm so happy to be with you and to spend some time with you today. It's like I said, it's been a while, but things are getting better day by day. Amen. Things are getting better day by day. I'm grateful to the God that I served and how he has brought me a mighty long way. And this year has been a year of interesting, but it's been a promising, a relief year to bring me to where I'm at now. I'm grateful to be able to bring the broadcast to you and everything. We're going to get back on track. We've gotten a little bit off track and I had to go before God. I guess it was more like a sabbatical. Amen. That was needed on my part to get reconnected to the things of God, and God has truly allowed me to do that. Amen. He has truly allowed me to be able to do what is needed. It was also probably part of sometimes we get so busy and doing busy with other things that God is calling all of us to come back to not just right relationship with him, but also to spend time with him and in the ministry and the calling that he has called us to do. You know, we can get just living, just life itself, you know, circumstances, life, death, and sickness, disease, all those things are sometimes come at us from different angles, and we need to remember what's our purpose is and why we are here in the land of the living. And to not only to magnify the name of Jesus, but to tell someone they may not know about Jesus, that Jesus loves them and Jesus saves. So we're glad, again, to be able to do this again with you. So I do want to welcome you to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. This is the Bread of Life. Like I said, my name is Ray, Reverend Ray, and we're going to be talking about the soul of man. I don't know exactly where I'm going with this, but this is something that has been laid on my heart probably for over a week now, and I've struggled with it because I'm not sure how to deliver it and everything. And just trying to get back into what's going on before. I am still, for those that don't know, I'm still grieving the passing of my mother, but I know that she's in a much better place. I was telling one of my cousins that I dreamt about her last night, and I saw her singing more or less with the choir, and she was doing pretty good. And so I know that she's in a much better place. She's at peace. She's at rest. And that's what she will want for us as a family and for those that know her to continue to move forth. I do know that my minister, Vanessa Williams, is going to do something for her particular birthday, which is in June on a Tuesday. So I know that's coming up. Amen. To in memory of her birthday. Amen. So we're excited about that. But let me tell you about some other things. I want you to don't forget about Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Milgan. It's every first and second Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Claim to Friends Work with Pastor Pat Randall is every first and second Thursday at 12 noon. Amen. Bread of Life is every first and third Sunday at 7 p.m. Midday Glory Prayer. Reverend Gwen is still doing Midday Glory Prayer at 1 o'clock at 1 p.m. Amen. The dollar number is 267-807-9605. Amen. Of course, Adoration with Minister Brother McQueen. It's every third Monday at 7 p.m. Spiritual Nuggets of Truth is still going on for this year anyway. It's the second and the fourth Monday at 8 p.m. Matters of the Heart. Amen. It's every third Friday at 7. This is more of a Zoom call. Amen. But you can check us out on social media. The Board of And the Beautiful is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. And Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. And Marriage Takeover is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. So there are broadcasts that are still going on, even though I have not been physically involved with quite a few of them and stuff. But I thank God that the people are still preaching and teaching and bringing forth the word, amen, that are part of the ministry, and some have branched out to do their own, amen. So I'm grateful to God for that, amen. So I just want to encourage you to keep us in prayer as we move forth in this year, 2023. I mean, April will be over within about 15 more days, you know, so we're grateful what God is doing, amen. And let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, we come today first to give you thanks and to give you honor and to praise you and to glorify your name. Truly, there is none like you in all the earth, God. We magnify you for the things that you have done and will do. God, we thank you, we magnify you for how you have healed, how you have delivered, how you have saved, how you have set the captives free. God, how you have made mighty ways. God, how you have developed, how you have taught, how you have been prophetic to God. We magnify you, God, Lord Jesus, even for your birth, your death, and your resurrection, Lord Jesus. We thank you for being born to die so that we might have a right to the tree of life, so that we can live, Lord Jesus, but abundantly, God, abundant life, Lord Jesus. We thank you for every single thing that you're doing in our life. We thank you for the seen and the unseen things, God. We thank you for every enemy that a weapon is formed against us, God, that shall not prosper. We thank you in advance, God, that we shall come out ahead because you, Lord Jesus, said so. You paid the way. You paid the price, Lord Jesus, and we are grateful. We submit ourselves under the authority and anointing of you with great joy, Lord Jesus, with great joy, God. We apologize for the days that we missed it, or the days that we didn't feel like that you were there, God. We submit and we cry, Abba, Father, unto you, God, to forgive us, Lord Jesus, anything that we said or thought or deed, God, that was not pleasing unto your ear, God. But we thank you for your grace and your mercy, which is new every morning, that we know that we can always look to the hills of which comes our help. Our help cometh from you, God. We are grateful today, Lord Jesus, that when man of the judges, you're there with arms stretched wide open, no matter what we may have faced, or no matter what we've done, we are grateful that we can say, Abba, Father. We are grateful that we are a friend of you, God. We are a friend of you, Lord Jesus. So we give this broadcast to you, and everything that needs to be said, you know what needs to be said, God. I pray that you will use this vessel, me, Lord Jesus, according to the way you see fit. Lord Jesus, I pray, God, that I've looked over the notes and I've read the scriptures, but I can't do this by myself. I realize now more so than ever before that I need you, Holy Spirit, that you have to speak and not me. Because it's not even about me, but it's all about you. You get all the glory. You set the atmosphere. You bring forth the change. You bring forth the paradigm shift. You do all of those things that are needed. We will fail to give you all the praise and glory. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. So again, I want to thank you all for listening for different platforms and different places and everything. I do want to say again that we're going to talk about the soul of a man. I'm not sure what that's my title, but that's what I got for right now. It may morph into something else later on, but I want to talk about the soul of the man. And the reason I came up with this, I was reading in Genesis, I think it was chapter 2, verse 7, when it said the Lord God said, it said, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. And I began, y'all, truthfully, just to begin to meditate on that scripture and everything. I began to meditate on how we became, you know, but of course, that's not where it all begins. In order to get into the details of that scripture, because I did do some research, of course, and I found all kind of other writings about the soul of man, and I just wasn't led to read or to to reference them. I don't know why. I just wasn't led. I even tried to pump them out of some information. They told, they wouldn't give me no information how they thought, you know, but, you know, to God be the glory. So, again, I don't know what direction we are going, but I know that God has a word for not only you, but also for me concerning the soul of a man. You know, when I'm saying man, I'm talking about all, I'm talking about creation. Okay, but I guess the best way to start is not even start in Genesis chapter 2, verses 7, is to go back to Genesis chapter 1. Let me see if I can move my mouse around a little bit here. Yeah, amen. Go back to Genesis chapter 1 and talk about the creation just a little bit, just to bring it up to date. And we're going to talk about the creation, but we're also going to go back and focus on Genesis chapter 1, 26, because before Genesis chapter 2, verses 7, there's Genesis chapter 1, 26. Amen. Amen. So the creation took place. Amen. And it's just, the first thing in Genesis 1, we're not going to read all the way down to 26, but it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And it began to tell you that the earth was without form and without void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. In other words, the Spirit of God began to hover or to move upon and everything like that. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, that saw the light, and it was good. And God didn't divide the light from the darkness. Is talking about the awesome power of the God to be concerned. No one else can say to light or darkness, be divided. No other power in all the lands or other gods can look at light and darkness and be divided, you know, unless we do it manually by a light switch. Yeah. But just to speak and be divided, it can't be done, y'all. It can't be done. To just begin to let you know the creative power of the word of God, because he spoke and it was done, you know. And then he began, in verses 4 and 5, he began to divide the light and the dark, began to say, give the light. God says something, he said, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. That's where he began to make night and day. The light was called the day, and the night was called, the darkness was called the night. And the evenings and the morning were the first that he began to set things in order as far as night and day. He began to set things in order. Again, when we think about the things or everything, God, like, there's a reason, there's a purpose, there's a timing, there's signs that involve, you know, we want to say, oh, yeah, but there's signs involved. Everything has in its own time, in its own place, was created, and everything, every step was taken to the point that there was nothing done outside of God's will. Okay, everything was done exactly with specifically the way it was created it to be done. And then in verse 6, again, it goes, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water, and let it divide the waters from the waters. In other words, the waters, there was a firmament, which is the air, they divided. And God made a firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which was above the firmament. And it was so, and God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning was the second day. In other words, there were things being set and done each day. Each day. And God said, let the waters under heaven be gathered together under one place, and let the dry land appear. Again, he's speaking these things into this existence. These things was not, you know, but as he began to speak these things became so. They became so. The mysteries of the creation, the mysteries of who we are, even today, it started with a thought process. He speak and it became. And God called the dry land earth, and the grass together of the water seas. And God saw that it was good. Take notice, that another key word that was done, that everything he did, he said it was good. You know, and the English word of good doesn't do it justice. In other words, that's the only word that we could come up with to describe what God did. But it was, for me, I believe it was beyond anything that was, it was just awesome in nature. That wouldn't even do it justice. There's no word to describe that we can come up with how what it was like. So the only thing we can say, it was good. I mean, we can see the scripture say, it was good. You know? But But if we were like in the audience and we was looking at the creation, we could just sit back and look, watch everything. We would be awestruck. You know what I mean? We would be awestruck of the things that God was doing based on, because he said, let there be. He says, let them be. In verse 11 and everything, we're going to get them. We're not going to spend a lot of time, because we're going to take our time with this teaching. This is going to be a series, okay? He says, verse 11 says, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Before there was no thing, no grass there. And the herb yields seed, and the fruit tree yields fruit, and after its kind. And whose seed is it itself upon the earth? And so, the scripture said, and it was so. It was done. It was done. I like to think of it because of that God created these things in our sense of time. I don't know what it took a lot, but in God's sense, it happened just like that. It happened in a matter of seconds. And verse 12 said, and the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after its kind. And there was tree yielding fruit, whose seed was itself after its kind. And God saw that, again, God saw that it was good, y'all. Everything he said, let there be, became. It was good. Every single thing. And we haven't even gotten to the creation of us yet. But these are things that begin to take place over a period of time. And how everything was done in a timely manner. Everything had a purpose. Everything that was done when God said it was good. It was, let there be. And then in verse 13, we're going to skip about verse 13 said, and the evening and the morning was the third day. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let there be signs and for seasons and for days and years. That's where he's given instructions right here and there by saying, let there be, or what needs to take place with the signs, whether it be summer, winter, spring, or fall, or the years, or the days of the month. All of these things became automatic because God said, let there be. And then he said, let there be light for the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And so it was, which means, Luke 16 talks about the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, which is the sun, the lesser light to rule the night. And even the sun and the moon had its purpose concerning the earth. Scientifically speaking, if you go back and research it, you just find out that even the sun has its purpose and the moon has its purpose at night, not only to give off light, but to cause things to take place within the earth, where you had low tide and high tide, and the purpose of the sun to cause things to grow that needed that light. Amen. And verse 17 goes and saying, God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. That's where he put them in place. Somebody don't understand what I'm saying to you today, that God is putting you in place. Just like he did with it, he's putting your life in place for his glory, for a purpose, and a timing, and for a season that will come forth. He's doing that for his glory. He's doing that for his glory. You may not be able to comprehend it. You may not be able to understand it, but he's putting you in places. He's putting us in place for his glory. For his glory. Amen. For his glory. And said, so God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. It was never God's intention for there to be complete darkness, but have some form of light, either day or night. You know? Day or night, God desire for us as individuals to never to allow us to be in darkness, but be in the light. But Jesus is the light. You know, Jesus Christ is our light. You know, he's our way. He's our day. You know, and it says verse 18 goes into, and to rule over the day, over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. God saw that it was good. In other words, again, we were looking at everything that was going on, and we would be astonished. We would be amazed. I mean, it was good. That's the only word that we could come up with. But we were like blown away. You know, can you imagine the heavenly beings and the angels seeing all this and glorifying God? Because this is what God is doing. Amen. I mean, we weren't there and everything like that. But can you, I mean, just see it. We're amazed. This was not your typical man-made light show that was going on and stuff. You know how we see the fireworks and we in awe. And no, this is beyond, probably a billion times more so than that. A billion times. I don't know whether there was any noise and thunder and lightning and all that kind of stuff. We don't know what was going on. But this is even more amazing than anything that we can come up with. Anything, the thought process that we can imagine, it was more amazing than that. In verse 19, it said, in the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and the fowl may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. God is again giving instructions. Let the waters. He's beginning to speak to the waters. Okay, he begins to speak to the air and to the earth to certain things to take place. He's speaking. They already knew all by what he said what needed to come forth. You know, the fish that was in the sea wasn't able to fly in the air like a bird. It knew what its purpose was. God didn't have to give specific instructions. It knew, because it knew the will and the purpose of the creation. And that says a lot for us too, because sometimes we need to go back to the place where it all began and ask God, show me the what I'm supposed to do. I don't want to be like a fish out of water, but I want to be where you have ordained and called me to be at. I want to be in a place where you have ordained me to be so. Show me, Lord Jesus, what I should be doing and what I should be saying and what direction I should be going. Allow me, God, to be in submission to your will and your purpose, that might be obedient to you, not by the call of man or not by the horn or the shofar of man, but by the shofar of Almighty God. Let me sound the alarm. Let me reach out there and let me preach or teach or let me just be like David. Let me be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord, my Lord, my God. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life. Abundantly. I mean, abundantly, overflowing, more than normal stuff. The moving creatures that have life. That covers everything, and the fowl that fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. Everything that has the ability to fly, it took place. And God, 21 says, God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth, that word again, abundantly, and every after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. Look, take notice. It was after their kind. God never trying to combine any two type of animals, which is what man does today, or anything, two types of fruit together. It was after its kind. It was a duck. It brought forth a duck, more ducks. If it was a whale, it brought forth more whales, y'all. And it says, and God blessed them. It said, God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters and the seas and let the fowl multiply in the earth. God blessed them. Everything that God did, he does. He blesses everything that he speaks into. Even us. He blesses us. Okay, this is before the fall of man. Keep that all this is going on. But the promise of God of our yea and yea forever, y'all, it doesn't change. But the creation of what takes place, I mean, it's amazing and it's good and everything, but how does it apply to us? We haven't even gotten to his breath of us. We haven't gotten to verse 20, 26 or 27 yet. Amen. And then it says, in the evening and the morning with the fifth day. And God said, let us bring forth the living creature after his kind. And this is when he began to bring forth the cattle and the creeping things and the beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was, I was going to say, it was so, the creeper things. I think about most, a lot of women don't like bugs and spiders and things like that, those things that creep, you know. They don't like any kind of roach or nothing like that. But even the roach has a purpose. You know, the spiders creep the most of us out, but even a spider has its purpose. Everything that God created, there was a purpose that was given, and it knew what its purpose was. Whatever the purpose, it did that. It knew what it was supposed to do. It knew why it was created. It didn't hesitate to do exactly what it was supposed to do. And verse 25, I'm getting there, y'all. And God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Everything God created, everything was in place. Everything, y'all, it was done. Everything was in place. You know, the creepy things, the cattle, the beasts, the fish, the birds, everything was in place. The trees, the fruit, the fowl in the air, everything was in place. And God said all of these things were good. You know, and verse 26 is where we're going, and we're gonna go back to a few more other scriptures. To Second Genesis, okay? It said, God said, excuse me, bless me. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish in the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over the, all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. He said, let them have dominion. Let's go back. God said, let us. God, let us. That's important for us to realize. You know, we talk about the Godhead. Most people don't believe in the Trinity because the word Trinity is not in the scripture, but the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is, okay? He said, let us make man in our own image, you know? The word of God is saying, let us make man in our own, after our likeness. You know, and that for me is a testimony right there, because when I may not have it right, but from my understanding of it, when I think about something in an image, it looks like me. If I decide to make something in my image, it's going to look like me. And if it's a likeness of me, amen, then it's going to have similar characteristics like I do, you know. He said, let us make something in our image after our likeness. He didn't notice here that one of the things, when I was looking at the scripture earlier, and I take notes, he said, let us make something in the image of a lion. And let's get the lion dominion over the everything. No, it was made in the image of an awesome God. And we made have the likeness of the Almighty God. We were at that point, I believe that we considered God with a small G, not a big G, because we're not the God. But let us make the man in the image after our likeness. Let them, and then he began to even give them the power or dominion over certain things, dominion of the fish of the sea, dominion over the fowl of the earth, everything God created. God gave the image or the likeness of him dominion and power over this thing, okay, and over the cattle, and over the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So verse 27 says that so God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So that means that there's most historians and theologians believe that man was created both male and female. Now, one man, one Adam. Adam was created both male and female. He said created him in his own image, in the image of God created him, male and female. You know, so he knew every step. God had ordained every situation. He knew everything. And then verse 28 said, and God blessed them. And God said unto them, this is plural, y'all. You know, this is plural. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea. He began to instruct them, just like he did with the other plants, just like he did with the whale and the fish in the sea, just like he did with the fowl. He began to give them instructions. Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish in the sea and over the fowl of the earth and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, of all the earth and every tree which is in the fruit of the tree yielding seed, that it shall be meat. It shall be for meat. Take notice of that. What I like about this particular scripture, it said, God said, behold, I've given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, which is the fruit of every tree yielding seed, and it shall be meat for you. And to every beast of the earth, to every fowl of the earth, to everything that creepeth upon the earth, where there is light, I have given thee every green herb for meat. And it was so. You know, in other words, our meat at that time wasn't flesh. And the scripture says in 31, and it said, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. All of this took place within a six-day period of time, man. All of this. God created man in his image, the birds and all that. I'm going somewhere with this because I want to talk about the soul of man. Everything God did, there was a purpose of it. There was a purpose of it. Amen? There was a purpose. Let me go back to Genesis chapter 2, amen, and we're going to read down to 7, amen, and I just depend on where the Holy Spirit is going to lead, we're going to go down from there, okay, but I want to set the background up first, amen. It says, thus the heaven and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day for all his work which he had made, and God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, which they were created in the days that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew. For the Lord God had not caused the rain upon the earth, and there was not a man to do it. In other words, God spoke it. Hallelujah. And it happened. He spoke it, what he spoke, or whatever he spoke to, they heard it, and it took place. It took place, y'all. It took place. It took place. When God speak it, are we hearing it? And then we just, okay. Did we come forth like that? Did we come forth? Yes, God. Are we obedient until I'm like that? We hear the word, or God reveal the word, you know, whether through being prophetic, or reveal the word through his word. Are we listening? God, open our ears that we might hear. You know, open our eyes that we might see, Lord Jesus. Open our mind so that we might understand what the Spirit has to say to us, God. And then verse 6 says, but there went up a mist from the earth, and watered the whole face of the ground. And then we come up to verse 7. It said, the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. First time that you see the word soul come into play. It said, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils and the breath of life, and man became a living soul. In other words, before God breathed into us, without God's breath, we are not living. Without the breath of life, is that we are not living. When God takes his breath from us, we are no longer living. But the soul, y'all, and we don't get into detail, but the soul, amen, lives forever. The question becomes, what is the soul? What is the soul of a man? What is the soul of a, what does it mean to have a soul? You know what, and we'll talk about this a little bit more in detail. We know what it, we'll find out what it meant through this teaching. We'll find out what it means to be of a flesh, to have the body. We are just the body, the flesh is just a shell to hold the soul within and stuff. You know, that's all it was. When God created, we was a shell because we didn't have any life in us. But when he breathed into us, we became a living soul. You know, we became a living, so when he breathed his breath, we became, you know, everything we are, we became, you know. It says that, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, that he put man whom he had formed, he put him on and out of the ground, made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good food and the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the river went out of Eden to the water of the gardens. Amen. And from hence it was parted and became to four heads. I want to skip down to... Okay, let's skip down to Genesis chapter 2:15. It says, and God, Lord God, took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden and dressed it to keep it. And the Lord God commanded man, said, of every tree, get, you know, like I said before, God has always given us instructions. Okay, he's given us the things that we can do. He's saying, he commanded the man. This is a commandment of man, saying, of every tree of the garden, thou, well, may freely eat. That means the tree of life was there. He said, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, but in the day that thou shalt eat it thereof, thou shalt surely die. He said, you can eat anything here, but don't touch that fruit. Don't touch that tree of knowledge, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You know, don't touch that tree of knowledge of good and evil. And the Lord God said, it is not good. It's just one way to go here. And I think we're going to round it about a little bit. Like I said, I don't want to be long. I have more, but I want to make sure that I'm giving you accurate information. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. He looked at man and the creation of what he had created and what he had made and what he had breathed into it. Even though he called them, he said it was not good for them, for man to be alone. They was one. He said, I will make him a help meet for him. Okay, so I'll make him a help meet. That word help meet means someone that was a co-laborer, or someone that would assist or they would assist each other, you know. Again, this was before the fall of Adam and Eve. But he said, I'm going to make them help me. So they won't be alone. Everything else, God, you know, he there was paired off, you know. But man in a something created the way that God had created in the beginning and the way that he had formed in the beginning was more or less by himself. Even though they was called them. You know, it's not good for man to be alone. I'm going to make him a help meet for him. And it says, verse 19 says, and out of the ground of the Lord God, every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name there. God gave him the authority to name those things. Every beast, every fowl. And Adam gave names to all the cattle and to the fowl of the earth and to every beast of the field. But for him, Adam, there was not found a helpmeet for him. You know, there was not found a helpmeet for Adam and everything. So Adam saw everything that was named and he called. I mean, I don't know how long that it took Adam to name everything that God had created, because you know that everything God created, there's no number there to put on it. Only God knew the number of what he created. We don't know. But Adam named all of that. All of that. Yeah, I'm reading it literally. And what it says, in verse 21 says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took out one of the ribs and closed to the flesh instead of thereof. Yeah, God caused a deep sleep. Even when I was talking to someone earlier today, and we were talking about dreams and vision. And here God has caused a deep sleep to fall, and he slept. And in the process of going into the sleep, you know, Adam didn't feel a thing. He took one of the ribs and closed up the flesh instead of thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he woman. Okay, and brought her unto man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. She should be called woman because she was taken out of man. She was called woman because she was taken out of man. It's because Genesis 2:24 says, therefore should a man leave his father, his mother, and should cleave to his wife. They should be one flesh. And they should be one flesh, cleave to his wife. Remember when God made Eve and they became one and everything like that, we shall cleave to the person that they cleave to the wife. Leave father and his mother and cleave to his wife. The soul of man, the soul of a woman was all done. All done. He said he made a woman. I'm saying that with emphasis. Scripture said that he taken from a man and made he a woman. We'll get in trouble for that one, right? And brought her into man. A woman. You know? A woman. And the scripture says in verse 25, said they both were naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. They were not ashamed, y'all. What was one now had became two because God did it. What was one soul now had became two souls. The mysteries of that, you know, because God did it. The soul of a man, the soul of an individual, you know, the soul of who we are. The question becomes, who are we? As a soul, as a person, and not this flesh that we dwell in, and that's going back to the dust one day. Not how much we have accomplished, what kind of education that we have. No, not none of those things and stuff like that. But who are we, you know, really, truly? And so, are we those that was born and created and was made to serve our Almighty God? Are we those that even after the fall of man was willing to accept Jesus Christ 2,000 years later, the willing 2,000 thousands of years later after the birth, death, and resurrection? Are we those that was willing to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, so that we might have eternal life, or so that we might have abundant life, abundantly eternal life? The question, when you start, we haven't gotten to the details of them. The question really becomes, when you start talking about the soul in itself is eternal. The question is, where would the soul spend eternity? You know, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You know, I'm talking about the soul of the man. You know, are you willing to serve God no matter what? Are you willing to lay down your life for the gospel of Jesus Christ? Are you willing and to be obedient to the calling that's on your life? Are you willing to listen when he began to call and say, "This, I want you to do this way," because he knows the plans he have for you. He knows the plans of an expected end for you. So are you willing to say, when he speak, you say, "Yes, Lord." You don't even have to say yes, Lord. You just do. Are we willing to be like that with God? God, whatever you want me to do, I do, Lord. Wherever you want me to go, I go, God. Whatever you want me to say, I say. God, we got sold out to him to be obedient to the call. Our souls, that sold out. Not our body, not our flesh, not our mindset, you know, not our intellect, you know, not even, but all of who we are, the soul of the man. Now, next week when we talk, we're going to begin to define the soul of a man. We want to point out scriptures that define who we are as a soul. You know, it's important that we realize that we can talk about the body. We know what the body is. We can talk about the mind, you know, and everything. But it's the soul, man. You know. You know, somebody that man also has a spirit. I don't know whether they consider it to be the spirit of man and the soul of man. They always thought the spirit was the breath that God breathed into us. And I always felt like that the spirit that God breathed into us, we became a living soul, that breath is going back to him. It's not going back, but it's the soul that lives. That's just my take. You know, I may be wrong. I don't know. But the breath that God, when God breathed into us, it's the spirit. That's why we live. Without the spirit of breath that God breathed into us, we can't live. So when he takes away that breath, when a person takes their last breath, whether it's an exhale or they just go to sleep or they pass away or whatever, we're no longer in the land of the living. But it's the soul of the man living forever. Because of God's breath, the scripture said we became a living soul. Because of his breath, when he breathed in us, we became a living soul. That doesn't change the fact. It don't change the fact that we're still living soul. You know, it doesn't. The question becomes, where would the soul in eternity? Amen. I'm basically done, y'all. I don't really have anything else. I'm going to go ahead and go out, and if you have any questions or concerns, you can contact me on whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. Let's talk about this. I don't want this to be like, I don't know. I told you, look, all I did was went through a like about 40, 50 scriptures and wrote them down. But for where we going with that, I don't have this is how to be all God, not me. I mean, I can give you my opinion, but what is my opinion if it's not what God says? I don't want to do that. I don't want to do anything outside God's will. Because this just as much as this is for you, but this is also for me. God, where, who am I? You know, I'm not, and it's not that I'm going through an identity crisis, but God, I need to know the direction that you have for this soul. You know, what is it you want me to do? You know, am I pleasing to you? You know, am I like a Job to you, God? You know, the question becomes, am I a sweet aroma to you, Lord Jesus? You know, when you look at me, you look and say, this is my son, Rahi, and that was born from my son, that came from my son, that accepted my son of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm well pleased. Can God say that I'm well pleased with him, with you? You know, not based off of the judgment, or not based off of because we fall down or we sin and all that kind of stuff, because we belong to Christ now. Christ has forgiven us for all sin, y'all, past, present, and future. Mess up. You know, it was already done. This, it is finished. It is finished. I mean, it was completed. You know, it's completed. Scripture says there's now no condemnation in us anymore. I'm probably misquoting the scripture, but there's none, y'all. It's the enemy that wants us to be condemned, that wants us to feel guilt. And that don't mean that we go forth and do more of the same thing that we were doing before. No, there has to be a growth. But that growth can't take place because of us. That growth has to take place because of Jesus Christ. Me, you, and I can't do it. It has to be the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that begins to cleanse, that begins to bring forth, that begins to show a more excellent way. It has to be there, not us. Nobody else can do it. I don't care how many priests that you go in and say Hail Mary's tools or whatever. They can't do it. It only has to be Jesus Christ. He's the one. He's the one. Day by day, that's what Paul said. I die daily. This is a dying process. Daily, you know, daily. You know, the question becomes for us, as from talking about the Solomon, are we willing to die daily to get even a closer walk with Christ? The same person I was months ago or 10 years ago, it's not the same person. There has to be there's a growth that goes place. You know, maybe we can't see it within ourselves because we think in the flesh, but God looks at the spirit. He looks at the spirit. He knows who is his Jesus. I know those that belong to me. He already know who belongs to him and who doesn't. We ain't got a past judgment. God already know who belongs to him and who doesn't. I'm willing to say this to you. The ones that we think that belong to God don't, and the ones that we think that do belong to him, the ones that we think that belong to God, that don't belong to God actually probably do, and the ones that we think do belong to God actually probably don't. I don't know. Because we look on the outside, but God is the one that looks at the heart, man. He's the one that looks at the heart, and I thank God for that. Because if that was the case, a lot of us would have been crucified a long time ago based on the actions of somebody else's soul condemning us or bringing us to the cross. We would be crucified for what we did or our past life or because we made a mistake or we slipped up or we said the wrong. We'd be crucified, man. We'd be crucified because of that. But I'm grateful to God for his grace and his mercy. Again, y'all, I don't know where we're going with this. I don't know. I don't know. But we're going to go with it and everything. You know, this is something I feel strong that God has given me. I'm going to do some more studying. I'm going to spend some time on my face, you know, and everything. I'm trying to cut out a lot of stuff that I normally would do around the house and everything. Still got to eat, you know, in some cases, maybe not. But I'm going to just go forth. I want to know more about this. You know, I'm looking at taking some classes, not about the solo man, but I just bought a book. I'm not gonna tell you. I'll tell you about the name of the book later and the person that wrote it, but I'm gonna start reading that today also and stuff. But I want to enjoy my relationship with God and be obedient to him for whatever time that I have left in this earth. I want to do those things, you know. I want to be a blessing to someone, not because I want to get a pat on the back. And you should want this too, not because we want to get a pat on the back or we want our accolades and all that, you know, because we want to love on people the way Christ loved on us, even our enemies. And so we want to love them because even someone that hates you or despises you, and I'm getting off subject, I know, but even someone that hates you or despises you and stuff like that, you don't know what God had planned for them. You don't know what God has planned for them. And so we want to avoid people and situations and stuff like that and not be around them and stuff. But you don't know that you might be a blessing to that person that really hates you or despises you. You might be just what they need in their atmosphere to bring them into the right relationship with Jesus Christ. We just don't know. We don't know. People that are demonic, they can be healed. People that are mean-spirited, they can be delivered. They can be delivered. There is nothing too hard for God to do. Their souls can be saved. They can be changed just like that, a twinkling of an eye, all because they're willing and all because the word of God went forth. The word of God that's in you and me went forth and began to speak the oracles and the mysteries and the allegories of who God is, who Jesus Christ is, all because of that. Amen. Father God, we thank you for this broadcast. We pray that it be a blessing to those that have been listening. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray, God, I said and spoke the things of you and not the things of they. Lord, I bless your name because I know that I cannot do it by myself. I need you, Holy Spirit. We need you. This is not about me, but it's about all of us. We need you in this day, special day and time and season that we're living in, where the wickedness of man is even going forth even more. But we know that the glory of God, God will overcome all wickedness, that we know, Lord Jesus, even if they don't show it on TV or the news, God, that you are getting all the glory there of things, yokes being broken and strongholds being pulled down, God. We know without themselves are being saved by the thousands and by the million, God. People are crying out, Lord, what must I do to be saved? We know, Lord Jesus, we believe, Lord Jesus, that as the time gets on, the word of God gets thicker, gets stronger, like a two-edged sword, God. We know these that there are people, Lord, that the dead been risen, God. We know, God, healing and deliverance are taking place, God, every single day, God. That we know, God, that those that are promiscuous, or those that are sleeping around, and those that are selling drugs, that somebody is being changed. And at this time, somebody, you're stopping somebody from committing suicide or causing harm to others. You're sending angels to show them that you love them and that you're with them, God. You brought somebody back to life after the doctors or the ambulance pronounced them dead. You are doing those things even in the midst of all your people, and we are grateful, God. We say, Abba, Father, you say your will be done in all the earth, God, in all the earth, every land, every tongue, God, every nation, God, every island, God, wherever they may be, God. We pray, God, for the strength of your people, Lord Jesus, that are being persecuted for your name's sake, God. We pray, God, that you would encourage them, Lord Jesus, that you would wrap your arms around them. We pray for every pastor, every bishop, every apostle, God, every prophet, every prophetess, every reverend, every person that you, even a doorkeeper, even a musician, God, we lift them up to you name by name. We pray for a great revival to take place within the body of Christ, God. That we might seek after the things of you, that we might begin, God, to turn away from those things that are not like you to the things that are like you, God. That we might have one mindset, let us to serve you. We pray against the spirit of judgment, God, within the house of God, towards those things that are in the world, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would bring us the right relationship with you. We need your Holy Spirit. We pray, God, that you would send those that have the zeal, Lord, to speak truth to power, God, to speak truth and life, God, to depth situation, God, that would bring forth truth, God, even if it caused them to harm to come to them, God. We pray that they will be bold like Jesus, like you have called us to be bold, Lord Jesus, to not to be afraid of the looks and the cares of men and women, God, but to go forth and speak your words, Lord Jesus. We pray today, God, that you will stir up the gifts that were in us, Lord Jesus, for truly the gift is needed within the house of God. Truly your gift is needed within the world, Lord Jesus. Jesus, that we should be the salt, light, and power that you have called us to be. We pray today, God, that you would do this will, your will for us. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hey, y'all, God bless you. It's good to be here with you on a Sunday. Amen. God bless you. Know that we love you. Stay tuned. But the God plan, we don't know. We're going to just gonna be obedient. We're just going to go. You know, I'm going to continue to study and look over some notes and pray to God have his way because it's all about him. So God bless you, and we'll talk another time. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.